Hello and welcome to Gamercast episode 194. This is Gamercast, recorded on the 9th of April 2010. I'm your host Paul, and joining me this week is Catherine once again.
Hello!
Adam is, however, unavailable because, well, actually, for the last 2 weeks, we've been, like, really screwed up in how we're recording it and everything.
Which is also why we missed it last week.
Yes, yeah, so, well, we also had a break
Apologies.
For Easter.
Yes.
Yes, Easter break, official reason. I assume next week?
It'll be back to normal next week, yeah.
Yes, you'll finish doing all the crazy things you're doing?
The week after it might be a bit off. Or we could make... it depends.
It depends. Right, well, so next week we'll be back to normal-ish,
yes.
And hopefully Adam will be joining us.
Yes, that's right.
Adam can't be joining us this week because we're recording it at a stupid time.
And he's probably out with friends or something.
Probably in bed by now.
Would he be?
Yeah, it's 8 o'clock, it's past his bedtime. Right, so we're going to carry on with the news.
Now for the news.
Okay, so first up, this... Paul. They can't see that, so now I was just laughing for no reason, so I seem crazy.
Yes, you are crazy.
You just want me to seem crazy. First up this week...
Come on, I
want to
go to bed.
Bluetoad Murder Files, which some may have
cool
played...
Game. Murder!
We have mentioned it previously.
Murder!
A game about...
In Little Riddick.
Riddle,
sorry. Riddick is that guy.
Riddick,
with the...
yeah. Okay, so... It officially, a week ago or so, got released in America. I'm not sure how well the sales would do, but hopefully people would buy it due to the Englishness. The Britishness of it.
The quintessential British accent.
Yes. But also, as well as them being announced in America, released in America now, episodes 4 to 6 came out yesterday. No, today. No. Yesterday.
This episode
yesterday.
Will go up on Sunday.
Thursday.
Okay.
Episodes 4 to 6 came out Thursday, so that means now all 6 episodes are available in the UK. The final 3 come out just under a month's time in America. But if you're in the UK, you can pick up the episodes individually for $4.79 each, or you can pick them up in bundles of 3 for $9.99. So then you could have all 6 episodes for £20 if you haven't bought them already. They're cool games. They get your brain moving or something. I like them.
Yeah, but aren't the later ones quite difficult?
They are. Number 3 was really difficult.
Yeah.
But so I need to see what 4, 5 and 6 are like now. So I have to finish playing them.
Yes.
Okay, So Blonde.
Back to the island.
Have you heard of So Blonde before? You
probably wouldn't. Something about blonde people.
It's an adventure game. The first one was on the PC.
PC, huh?
Yeah.
Personal computer.
I thought you might have heard of it because of one reason, that the PC version really didn't work.
Didn't it?
No, it had lots of bugs. Charlotte's got a copy, but I don't think she could ever get it running. Maybe you should have a look at it for her.
I can get it running.
Yeah. But they're making a DS version, which is not... I'm not sure if it's a sequel, but it's a totally different game to the PC game and is once again being written by Steve Ince. It's on the Wii as well.
The Wii.
The Wii and the DS, which is cool because they're nice for adventure games.
Yeah, well, more important to be out third quarter of this year.
Yeah, third quarter. Next up, Dead to Rights Retribution, which is being made by Volatile Games, which are a division of Blitz, has gone gold.
Gone into manufacturing.
And it actually comes out...
Later.
Oh, that's weird. That says the 23rd of April, but I'm down for the 16th.
It won't be... If it's only just gone gold, it won't be next week. It'd be 2 weeks, surely. A week is really fast.
That is true. I should take it out. Oh, I don't know.
So we don't know when it's out. It's either Friday or the Friday
after. We'll mention it on the new releases, but it might just be the fact that some website had it down. It's the wrong day. Next up, The Whispered World has also gone gold, which is a point-and-click adventure game being made by Daedalic Entertainment in Germany. And that is coming out on the 23rd of April in the UK. It also has a demo out now, which
is
quite cool.
Yeah, the demo is quite cool, although the accent for the main character is a tad irritating.
Oh, so you actually think that as well?
Yeah, it is.
He's got a lisp.
I mean, they should tone it down a bit.
So it's a little adventure game. The main star is a clown.
And he doesn't look like a clown. He looks like a leprechaun.
He's a sad clown.
Leprechaun.
And he has a caterpillar called Spot.
Yes, a caterpillar. Not as cool as my StarCraft II Collector's Edition World of Warcraft pet, though.
Are you buying that?
Don't know, maybe.
Have to make sure.
Then I can get a little baby four to be my pet in World of Warcraft.
But yeah, so that's coming out, which is cool. I recommend all adventure game people to have a look at it.
Yeah, it's good to see more point-and-click jobbies.
Because it is actually quite nice, and it's got fully animated, fully 2D animated cutscenes, and it just looks really, really nice. And I'm definitely going to pick up a copy myself.
Oh, really?
Yes, even though I did get stuck in the demo. But you can download the demo from the Deep Silver website. Go on there. I think it's about 500 meg download. And you can actually save in the demo as well.
Is it a Games for Windows title? Does it have live integration?
I don't believe so.
Anything like that? Steam integration? No.
It's being made by a small publisher, Deep Silver.
Yeah, there's no excuse not to have a live Windows games thing.
It'd be nice to have achievements.
Yes. Achievements would make it a must buy.
Because we
buy games solely for their achievements. Which is why we're not buying Mario Kart.
Mario Kart has officially come out. This was over a week ago now, but I thought I should mention it anyway. But it's finally come out on the Wii, on the Virtual Console. You can get Super Mario Kart for 800 points. So that's the SNES version of the game. 800 points isn't too bad. That's just under 7 quid. So, say £6, maybe?
Bit so pricey, IMO.
Yeah, but
it's a SNES game, you know.
I know, but if you wanted to get it and you didn't have a SNES, it'd cost you more than about 6 quid, wouldn't it?
No, you can probably pick up a SNES of 100 games for 2 quid.
From where?
From the boot sale in Aldershot.
From the boot sale. I doubt it, because someone else would pick it up.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, Fear 3 has been announced.
Didn't we already mention this?
We mentioned how it was maybe announced a couple of weeks back.
And this is...
This is an official announcement.
Are they no longer calling it Fear with 3?
It is as well. But they're also calling it Fear 3.
Oh, so the main logo is like that?
The main logo has like the 3 in logo. The E.
Yeah, okay.
But the title itself is Fear 3.
Yeah, do you know other games doing that? FIFA 4.
Yeah, it always did that one, didn't it?
No.
I'm sure it did.
No,
Thief 4, I mean.
Well, yeah. But the other Thief games didn't.
I know that.
I'm just sitting down. When's Thief 4 coming out?
I don't know. Haven't they put it on hold?
I don't know.
Indefinitely.
I don't really know. Indefinitely. All I know is nothing will top the...
You can buy merchandise off the Eidos Montreal store. Thief 4 merchandise.
Oh, dear.
Okay, so yeah. New Fear game. It's not actually being made by Monolith Productions anymore. It's being made by Day One Studios.
Oh dear.
And it's set to come out on PS3, Xbox 360, and PC in autumn this year.
So what else have Day One done?
Let's have a see. They've also got John Carpenter on it, helping them out. Oh, they helped on the port for the 360 PS3 version of Fear.
Oh.
But yeah, they've also got John Carpenter helping out.
Oh yeah,
Fracture. They made Fracture. Oh, look.
Oh, they did the Mech Assaults.
Huh.
That's weird.
That is weird. I didn't know that. Yet they're not showing it off anywhere. What the hell is that?
Some guy from Fracture, maybe.
Looks weird. But yeah, so they've got John Carpenter as a... what's the word? Beginning with a C.
Guy. Person.
A consultant on it. And they've also got Steve Niles helping out, who's the guy who brought what is being co-written by Steve Niles, who wrote 30 Days a Night with the awesome Ben Temple Smith, who drew it. And he's also done a few other things, as well as help with like the 30 Days a Night film and stuff like that. But yeah, so that's Fear 3. Are you looking up on them now?
No, I'm looking up on Mech Warrior 5.
Okay. Okay.
See what's going on with them.
May I scroll down slightly?
No.
Thank you. So they've announced that finally a Doctor Who game. This time it's not a Top Trumps game. It's a free Doctor Who game. I'll say that as well. So BBC have gotten together with Sumo Digital, who have brought us various things recently. They also helped out on one of the Broken Sword titles. I think it was Angel of Death. They've also got Charles Cecil helping out with the development of these games. They're making 4 adventure games, which I'd imagine are some kind of point and click of some sort, but apparently they're supposed to be kind of factual as well. I'm not entirely sure how, but of course, because it's BBC and they're putting their money into it and going to try and make something that people will enjoy. The interactive episodes. So, the Piers Wenger, would you say that's Wenger or Wenger?
Don't know.
The head of drama of BBC Wales and the executive producer of Doctor Who is saying, well, stating that there are 17 episodes of Doctor Who this year, not the normal 13, because he's classing these 4 games as episodes as well. And they're either going to be a free download on the BBC website or they're going to free to stream it. I'd imagine a download would be a bit more clever, because if it streamed it, it'd be a bit weird. But, yeah. So that's coming out for PC and Mac, apparently, in June.
Well, the Mac is a PC.
Yeah, personal, but it's got to have a thing to run on it, hasn't it?
Personal computer.
Thank you, Paul. But yeah, so Doctor Who games,
so
finally.
What they mean is, because it's going to be available for Windows and Mac.
Well, sorry. No, I didn't write that, did I?
Oh, I really
Who wrote that? Who wrote that?
You know, they mentioned...
Who wrote that?
I don't know.
Charlotte.
I don't... Oh,
I'll change it.
Nothing. You know, if you're going to mention operating
systems...
Well, I've
changed it other times, haven't I, for her?
You know, because PC is not a trademark, so why don't you use someone else's trademark?
I'll change it. Okay,
Just Cause 2?
Yep.
Yeah, Just Cause 2 came out a couple of weeks back, yes. And it's a fun game where you get to have fun.
Yes. And Square Enix and
it's got
Eidos
a grappling hook.
And Avalanche have gotten together to say a thank you for their amazing sales that they've done it.
Yes, yeah,
by
amazing.
Giving people a free piece of DLC, which is the... Chevalier? Is that how you say that? I don't know. Icebreaker.
I don't know what you're looking at. I still don't know what you're looking at.
I just pointed at it. Icebreaker, which is a...
Reading Portal Forums.
A pink kind of ice cream van with ball bars on the front of it. Either way, it's a pink van. And you get it for free. And yeah. This is a thank you from the developers.
Yes, because of course I'm sure they didn't have this planned in advance.
What are you showing me?
I'm not showing you anything. I'm giving you back the mouse because I assume you want to talk about Alan Wake.
Yeah.
Because now it's coming out on the 14th of May.
Yes, they brought it forward a week.
After delaying it for five years.
It's already been delayed for 5 years and it's been in development.
Been vaporware for five years.
But yeah, so they brought it forwards a week to the 14th of May in the UK. This may be because originally its 21st of May release date was also the same day as Red Dead Redemption. So they're hoping to get some sales ahead of Red Dead Redemption coming out. Because of course if it came out the same day as Red Dead,
Red Dead might get more sales. Alan Wake is better than Red Dead. No offense.
Red Dead looks cool though.
No offense, people who like cowboys, but...
I want both of them.
Dude, let me finish. You know, I didn't interrupt you, alright? Yeah, Alan Wake is cooler because he is not a cowboy and he is a guy who is not a boy.
Do you know what he is?
Some journalist, writer.
He's a writer.
Yeah,
he
writes books and now he's awake and something's happening to him. And then Max Payne's going to pay him a visit and say, "What is up, Alan?" But then the actual Max Payne free guy will come along and he just looks flipping retarded.
Like Die Hard.
And then somehow he'll get some like crackdown armor.
You're gonna get
Yes, I don't know where we get the idea that you get crackdown armor in Alan Wake.
God
never
knows.
Mind.
Must come from somewhere.
Yes, some rather not good place, perhaps.
Like a website.
Yes, a website not associated with GamerCast in any way, shape, or form.
Okay, so that's cool because we're really looking forward to Alan Wake. So then you can get Alan Wake on the 14th, play that for a week, pick up Red Dead the week after, play that for a week, and then go in between each other. I'm not sure how long the Alan Wake is going to be anyway. Hopefully it'll be long, well, fairly long, and get a week's worth of play out of it.
About an hour. You sit down, you think you've just completed a tutorial. Oh no, I've finished the whole game. Nerds!
I've been waiting 5 years
for
that.
To be continued. Nerds!
Okay. So that's cool. We're looking forward to that.
Yes, cool.
No More Heroes 2 has finally had an official release date.
Oh, I never really looked at the No More Heroes. I mean, is it a good game?
Yes.
Says who?
Charlotte.
Oh dear.
It's good. It's got fun little mini games.
Okay, is it a PC game?
No. It's a Wii only title.
Wii, huh?
Yeah, Wii.
I don't really want to play on the Wii, to be honest.
That's okay, you don't have to play it.
Yeah, I won't.
So,
I'll play Osmos.
No More Heroes 2 is officially coming out on May the 28th of this year, which is cool, in the UK and the rest of Europe. Or PAL territories. Paul, please don't do that. Mosquito.
Carry on, dude. The mosquito is not going to harm us.
This is actually Suda51, aka Grasshopper Studios' first actual sequel, which is awesome, because someone's let him have a sequel. It's kind of a sequel, I suppose. Well, yeah, it is, because it still features Travis, but you also get to play as Travis's twin brother in the game as well, which is Henry, and you get to play as Shinobu, who is his protege. It's got more mini games in it, as well as an easy to navigate 2D map. Apparently it's bursting at the seams with new content. We can't wait to get our hands on it. 28th of May. Wii only.
Wii, huh? Yep. So it's not on PC?
No. Okay, so... see, if we had Adam, he'd probably talk about this. If he'd heard of it.
Adam? Hey, I remember that guy. He used to be on GamerCast.
Yeah. So Spider-Man Shattered Dimensions has been announced by Marvel and Activision.
Spider-Monkey.
Yes, Spider-Monkey. Which, if you ask me, looks totally awesome for a Spider-Man game. Because usually they're a bit poor, the Spider-Man games, if you ask me.
If Adam was here, he'd blabber on about this for 10 minutes. And I'd be saying, Adam, do you realise the Spider-Man games are rubbish? He'd be like...
This one might be good.
Well, might be good. I mean, people have said the same about, you know, Batman. Obviously, Batman turned around with Arkham Asylum, which wasn't too bad. And there's rumours that other games coming out of EA might be a lot better than their former games, but, you know, we'll have to wait and see, because a lot of times, they're worse.
I was going to say, like, Crysis 2. There's a new video for that.
As long as the PC one doesn't suck.
What else have they got coming out? Dead Space 2.
And as long as it still goes, maximum armour, maximum speed, maximum strength, cloak engaged.
There's a video.
Yeah, I can't bother looking at video. Just show me a write-up so I can read it.
We'll post it on the GamerCast channel.
Yeah, the trouble with a video is it hogs my screen, it hogs my audio. If it's just a few, like, a paragraph describing it, much better.
Anyway, back on to
hate, like, people who like videos. It's like, how dare you, like, interrupt all of my time?
Back on to Spider-Man?
Spider-Man? Oh, we're not still talking about this,
please,
are we?
Please? Okay, so the cool thing about it is that it's not just you're playing it as your normal amazing Spider-Man version of Peter Parker. It's got four different worlds in it, where there's four different versions of Spider-Man. So far, they've announced that you're going to play as the amazing Spider-Man version. And there's also the Spider-Man Noir version, which I think is awesome. Because
yes,
it's like...
Yes, I would say that.
Well, it is. I think it's cool because they've left two of them, like, mysterious at the moment. I think it'd be cool if we had, like, a Marvel Zombies version or an X-Files version, because he's, like, a serial killer kind of killer.
He's like a robot.
Unlike normal Spider-Man. So it'd be nice to have an opposite of your normal Spider-Man kind of thing. Either way, so the story is that some dudes have... where is it? I've lost it. No. Where have I... Oh, there you go. So some dudes are trying to capture... Well, no, you're trying to capture the magical energy of the Tablet of Order and Chaos, which has been conveniently shattered and scattered across a parallel universes. Across parallel universes, even. So that's what allows the change to take place. So you go between the parallel universes and you change to different Spider-Man. I think it sounds cool. Because they haven't done this before, and it's always just been one Spider-Man. And it's nice to get another Spider-Man's view. So, like, the Spider-Man Noir version, as well as being a different-looking Spider-Man, it's going to be in a 1930s-influenced environment with black and white, kind of... It won't be black and white, it'll be grayscale. But a grayscale environment to suit it as well. So it follows from the comics and does the same. So that's cool? Hey, no?
Yeah, sounds cool.
There you go. So the Conduit 2 has been announced.
I'm just changing people's avatars on the forum.
Yeah, I can see.
Because Chill asked me to do it.
So Conduit 2 has been announced by Sega. Sequel to the original. Which I don't think sold that well. Really.
No,
I don't believe so. It's a Wii exclusive title, just like the original was, and it's set to come out autumn of this year. Can you scroll down for me, please?
No.
Oh, there you go, I'm done. So that's it for the news this week. Apologies.
Can you scroll down, please? Oh, I finished.
What was I saying about the news?
I have no idea.
We had a lot of stuff from last week's show that I didn't get to talk about, as well as stuff for this week's show, so it was a bit of a mix. Apologies that some bits were shorter and some bits were longer. I'd like to talk more, but we want to make this quite short.
We are recording this quite late. Yes. And I mean, I would talk, but I'm actually tired.
Yeah. So that's the news for this week.
Now, proving that we do care about your opinions, your letters.
We'll follow shortly after this disclaimer. Gamercast does not endorse any opinions and or views expressed in any of the letters we receive. All letters are presented as is and confers no warranty or rights. So this week we have our regular letter from Sharp, which I am tempted to make its own section. She basically says, "Hi guys. Got nothing to say this week. I agree with Catherine. I know the bird sound, but I have no clue on the game." Referring to Name That Game, of course.
Yes.
And then she goes on to say, "I want to say it takes place either in a jungle or something to do with water. This is going to kill me. It sounds so familiar. Although, when I was listening on Media Player, it said that Adam was a composer." Yeah, that's because Media Player only shows the first composer, and I do them in alphabetical order, so Adam goes first. That's maybe true. I'll do it in backwards alphabetical order, because then you can go first.
Yay!
Or maybe I'll just put me first, since I'm the one who does all the work.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to go first. But obviously, I'll have to decide to see if that's really something I want to do, like putting my name first, because that just seems greedy.
No. Is that other thing a letter as well?
Yeah, we also have something from Mr. Smith, which is not me.
Mm-hmm.
He basically says, "Paul, if you would let me, I'd like to do a video review of the new Splinter Cell game." Well, I suppose you can do a video review of it, because the worst case scenario is we just delete it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, whatever, go for it.
We've also got, on this week's show as well, Charlotte and Tim talking about Splinter Cell.
Yes, they'll be talking about Splinter Cell Conviction a bit later on. Because they got to play it
on Thursday, so that's cool.
Yes, it is cool.
They'll also be talking to us about Monster Hunter Tri as well, because they got to play that back last Saturday. Yeah, last Saturday. Even though I have talked about it previously in the past, but they'll refresh everyone on it, and they played a bit more than I did as well.
Yes, because of course this is a letter segment, and that's appropriate in this segment.
I just thought I'd mention it.
You can, of course, send your feedback to feedback@gamercast.net. You can leave it on the blog, gamercast.net, instead, which is actually a much better idea, IMO. And you can spam Catherine on Twitter by sending messages to gamercast.
Yes, twitter.com/gamecast.
Yes, well, hey, you can also add Adam to your friends list by adding Super Gojin.
What?
I just want him to get loads of friend requests, so he's like, "What's going on?" It's time for
Name
That
Game.
So last week, this is what you would have heard. So nobody guessed what it is. On Adam's behalf, I guessed Street Fighter, but Adam was wrong.
Yes.
Catherine just said, "I don't know what it is."
So, I don't know what it is, but it sounds really familiar, and I'm probably going to kick myself.
Yeah, I'm really tempted to deduct Adam's 5 points for not actually submitting a proper guess.
What, as in taking over your Street Fighter guess?
Yeah, so I'm tempted to knock off like 5 points for that. So yeah, let's just play. Actually, let's tell you the answer first.
I want to know the answer.
The answer, it was a PS2 game.
Okay.
Does that help at all?
Not really.
No, well, it was Ico.
Seriously?
Yeah.
When was it in ICO?
I don't know. Yeah, well, this week we've got this. I'll give you a hint. That particular piece of music was not actually used in the game.
What?
But there was a similar... It was based on a similar piece, but that version is much higher quality. That's from the game soundtrack. But the same piece of music, it was just re-recorded for the soundtrack. So it's the same tune.
Do I get a hint to, like, the game at all, other than the music?
It was on... Two platforms.
Have you played it?
Oh yeah, I played it.
I'm going to guess Oblivion or something.
Okay, you guess Oblivion?
Yeah, I'll guess Oblivion.
Where do I actually record your guesses these days?
I can't remember. Oh, there you go, you put it in the thing.
Catherine guesses...
Gusses.
Oblivion. So that's what the Elder Scrolls...
Elder Scrolls 4, Oblivion.
Alrighty.
Although that doesn't sound like Oblivion to me, but I'm just going to say it.
Well, you could guess like the Elder Scrolls. 3, 2, 1, 5, 4.
I don't think it sounds like 3.
Okay.
No, don't smile like that. I don't know if you're smiling to be false or not.
Well, I mean, it might not even be the Elder Scrolls.
I don't think it is. I'm totally wrong.
Okay, so yeah, submit your guesses by just leaving a comment on the blog at gamercast.net.
Yes, please leave comments on the blog, because then I can see your answers and then be like, darn, that's what the answer was.
Yeah, or there's, of course, the forums, portalforums.net. You can find links to that on the website.
Yes.
Or email feedback@gamercast.net.
New releases this week.
We've got Splinter Cell Conviction.
Yes, so Splinter Cell Conviction is finally coming out. Demo recently came out.
Out 2-3 weeks ago.
Something like that, yeah.
Quite a while back.
If you're not sure on if you want to get it or not, pick up the demo.
There is a demo.
But of course, it may be similar to previous ones. And the demo will only show a certain segment, and the game could totally change from how that is.
Exactly. At the end of the day, it's still Splinter Cell.
Yes.
Or as I'd say, Splinetra.
Yes, as you do say.
Yu-Gi-Oh! World Championship 2010. Isn't this already out?
That's on the DS.
Oh, Yu-Gi-Oh! World Championship 2010 is coming out on the Nintendo DS.
The other one was the tag... Was it tag something or other?
Anyway, new
Yu-Gi-Oh! Game, so you get a special flashy card in it that you can only get in the DS game.
I don't even know what a Yu-Gi-Oh! Is. we've got some Mega Airport stuff.
Yeah, they're flight sim
things. Flight Simulator add-ons for...
Wait, can we see what they are? Mega Airport Boston Lugan.
And Munich.
Yes.
Or München.
Munch.
As we say in Deutschland.
Munich.
Munchen.
We've got Rugby League 3 coming out on the Nintendo Wii, which is a...
Is it just on the Wii?
Yeah, that's what I saw, yeah. It's on the Wii.
What a bunch of retards.
Yeah, but the thing is, don't they usually... The Rugby League games, weren't they usually on the PS2 or the Xbox?
Rugby League, well, Rugby Union.
If they're
whatever.
Releasing it on the Wii, that's similar graphic style, whereas if they wanted to release it on the PS3... the PC or the 360, they'd kind of want to ramp it up a lot, and that'd cost a lot of money.
Nah, don't bother.
But yeah, so new rugby game. You got Grand Theft Auto episodes from Liberty City coming out.
So this is the two downloadable contents, which was Lost in the Damned and the Ballad of Gay Tony.
Of course, the 360 version of this is already out. This is a PS3
this is PS3
and PC version.
Dude, I want to talk
episode. You're allowed to talk. Fine. Right? Okay, you can talk.
See, you talk about the things I know about. Now, I don't have a flipping clue about this Samurai Showdown.
Do you
want to
say anything more about GTA?
Yeah, so you can either buy it retail, or you can pay way more expensive to download.
I think it retails at about £30.
But you can probably find it cheaper.
Yes. So, like, on websites or stuff. As in, paying for websites, not download.
Yeah, I mean, you don't need the original GTA.
No.
It does, however, take place in the same city.
Yes. And you cross over things that you may have done in the previous game, in GTA 4.
Like, there are a few bits in it where you run into the guy from GTA 4.
Nico.
Yeah. and he says hi. Actually, is that true or am I making that up?
Well, you come across him, but usually when he's doing stuff and you're on the other end. It's cool. I like that they've done that.
Yeah, I mean, I will pick it up at some point.
Yes.
On PC, of course.
Yes.
Because you do get achievements.
Of course.
Yay.
Samurai Shodown Sen. We mentioned this a few weeks back. It's a new game in the Samurai Shodown series, exclusive to the Xbox 360, and is out. It's a beat-em-up.
I see, a beat-em-up. That sounds great.
Yes, we mentioned more on it previously.
Dead to Rights Retribution may be coming out.
So this is the new Dead to Rights game, which is, like the others, set in Grand City. It's Jack Slate.
So is this like similar to like Max Payne?
And Shadow.
What's this like? Is it like, what, Condemned
it's,
or what?
It's third person.
Like Max Payne.
The combat's quite nice. When I saw this, like, 2 years ago? Yeah, I saw the game 2 years ago, maybe. Actually, maybe less than that. Maybe a year ago. Yeah, a year ago. And yeah. It was looking really nice then. And now it's finally coming out. I'm sure they've polished up
a lot. So what's it like? I mean, what other game is similar to it? Dead to Rights? Very funny.
The previous Dead to Rights games were a bit poop.
Really? Well, who knows what this is like, since Catherine's not willing to answer.
I'm trying to think of games that it's like.
Command and Conquer.
Well, there's melee combat.
Yeah.
As well as guns. It's got nice fluid combat between guns and, like, beating up. You've also got your dog Shadow that you can get to bite people and jump at people.
Ooh, sounds interesting.
And you can also play from Shadow's perspective.
Who's Shadow? This guy from
your
Sonic?
Dog. No, it's your dog. I think it looks really
nice. Oh, so we've done a fable giving you a dog.
You've always had the dog in Dead to Rights. The dog's always been in it, Paul. Fable. You just never controlled it.
Fable. I want to play Fable now.
Play Fable, then.
I like the idea of having a dog.
That's because you used to have doggies.
Maybe. Little Big Planet is also out. Yeah. Well, the Game of the Year edition.
Yeah. Which will just include loads of the things that the DLC that's up. So probably the water. I'd imagine the Metal Gear Solid stuff. All of those things. I'm not sure what this is.
There's also a Men of War Red Tide coming out. This is a sequel to the real-time strategy game Men of War.
Critically acclaimed, apparently. I've never heard of it.
I don't know if I quite go that far.
Have you heard of it?
No, Red Tide, obviously, as you can tell, it's set on the Eastern Front.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, it's a real-time strategy game, so you're basically commanding your dudes.
Six intense historical battles and landing operations during 1941 to 1945.
Do we know what land battles they are? No.
No.
Our little snippet of information we have in the show notes doesn't tell us.
Theatres of battle, what's that mean?
Theatres, like where they took place.
Odessa, Sevastopol. Theodosia? Elton... I'm not going to read these. I can't read them.
Elton, Nikolaev, and Constanta.
Yes.
Yeah, so basically it's 23 missions. Obviously you've got the USSR and the Germans with their Romanian and Italian buddies.
Yes.
Don't they have their Hungarian buddies as well? What a shame. So yeah, that sounds fun. 100 different military units, which is a fair few.
Cars. Oh, armoured cars. I just saw cars and I thought, that's a bit weird.
Cars. That's not going to last very long if you've got a tank rolling towards it or an aircraft dive-bombing it. Yeah, so that's what's coming out this Friday.
Yes, that's true.
Apart from, obviously, Dead to Rights, which we're not 100% sure on.
No.
Because, unfortunately, GamerCast is not well-researched.
Hey, I work all the day and stuff.
I have to work today.
And I don't get that much time.
Oh, I'm sorry. GamerCast is... I mean, look, dudes. Just compare GamerCast now to a year ago.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Catherine does good job.
I could do a better job, though.
Well, yeah, of course we could do a better job if we were paid. I mean, if I was on 50 grand, 60 grand a year, GamerCast would be fracking awesome.
Who's going to pay you 60 grand a year?
Bobman.
There you go, Bobman.
Oxlow. Adam.
they go, all of you guys, give Paul money.
Yeah, dude.
60 grand a year. Well, that's all he asks for.
I negotiate it. I mean, at a starting rate, let's just say 20 grand a year.
Yeah.
Then I could do it full time. Yeah, I mean, Gamer, we could do an episode every day if I was on that kind of money.
What, could I do an episode every day?
Hell, I could do 2 episodes a day. Hell, I could just talk non-stop for 8 hours a day.
You could just have a live broadcast.
Hey, Bob Man. Of course, most of the show would just be me singing songs to Bob Man.
Yeah, it'd be
Paul. Or whoever's paying me money.
Me occasionally popping in, saying hi and talking about stuff.
Hi, this game's coming out? And I'll be like, yeah, we don't care about that. We're singing my song. La, la,
la. And I'd be like, oh, it's time to go to bed now, Paul. And he'd be like, no, I'm doing Gamecast. I don't think he'd be that extreme, though.
Previews and or reviews.
We're now joined by Charlotte and Tim, who we sent off to a little expedition in London and also Reading.
Really?
I'm not exactly sure what this Reading refers to, but apparently they were reading. So yeah, they went to... Let's talk about... What do you want to talk about first?
Monster Hunter Tri.
Okay, let's get the rubbish game out of the way.
No!
We talked... We went off to their Monster Hunter Tree.
Tri.
Tri. As in tricycle?
As in triangle.
That's the same as tricycle.
Yeah.
But a tricycle is way cooler. So yeah, what's this monster dude about?
Well, basically it's like the third...
Is it a monster chasing after Sam Fisher or...
No.
A monster chasing after a submarine in Silent Hunter?
You're a monster hunter.
Oh, Monster Hunter. Yes. I put you on about... Where's Waldo?
Monster Hunter tries the third game in the Monster Hunter series in a way.
Monster. It's... Isn't that that game that's on the PSP and stuff?
Yeah, it's on the... Originally came out on the PS2. And then they released it on the PSP as well.
PSP, huh?
Yeah.
What's that stand for?
PlayStation Portable, doesn't it?
Yeah. PlayStation. Congratulations, you win a prize.
But this is actually the first Monster Hunter game that will be on the Nintendo console. To be honest, really, it doesn't need to be on a Nintendo console, however, because it's not taking advantage of the Wii motion control system. So you might as well be playing it on any other console. But I suppose they're trying to get a large fan base, although at the same time there is it Monster Hunter Frontier is coming out on the Xbox 360? Well, it's coming out on the Xbox 360.
I know AVP came out on the Xbox. I don't know if that's related in any way.
No.
But I think it has monsters in it, doesn't it, guys?
Yeah.
But they're doing a lot of changes from the other Monster Hunter games because for the first one in... Well, I think the first one came out 5 years ago. They're not very user-friendly. But this one being on the Wii, they're trying to get a lot more players interested in the Monster Hunter games, and they've made it a lot easier. So there's actually a tutorial that gets you to grips with the game, and it shows you exactly what to do, because all the other Monster Hunter games have never done that, and they just kind of... They throw you into the game and don't tell you what to do and just expect you to kind of go running, basically. They also have promised that there's an ecology system in the game. So dinosaurs... Well, they're monsters, but they're really dinosaurs.
They do look a lot like dinosaurs.
So basically the big ones will pick the small ones off, or, you know, the vicious ones will... pick the weak ones off. Everything, yeah. But I mean, we didn't really see much of that in play, but that was because, like, right at the start, there was only about 2 or 3 different kinds of monster.
Yeah,
and
I only came across 2 different types.
And you only kind of came across them in their own packs, so you didn't see any kind of monster interaction.
Yeah,
with each other. But I mean, we got to play some of the single player and the multiplayer. So we got to try out the game from the start. It has a customization like most of the games do. It's fairly basic.
Don't a lot of people just find that irritating nowadays?
No,
like, here's the bit where I have to customize my flipping
it's
character.
The best bit.
Boring.
But
I just had to interject.
Yes, okay. Well, I really like character customization. Because it's the best part of a game for me.
Yes, it sounds entertaining. Try starting a new game of Oblivion, having to go through the whole flipping customization.
Well, yeah, okay, so. Well, it's not that complex, so it's not that annoying. It was a very, very basic kind of character.
It's made up of lots of presets. So yeah. You've got preset heads, preset torsos.
Fun.
Well, yeah. And
some awesome hair.
That you would play through in the single player. And I think it would be also the same as you would play in the multiplayer, because they've made a new city in it, which is called Moga. Well, it's not a city.
Which is called Portal Forum's city.
No. Called Moga Village, and that's where you do all your single player quests. And then there's the city of Lochlack. Is it Lochlack?
Yeah.
Lochmodan.
Where you go for all the multiplayer quests. Which they're trying to, I guess, make very interactive, and you can go to a pub and have a meal with your friends, or just, he said arm wrestle, which I thought sounded quite good.
Yes, it sounds fun.
But we actually had a go of the multiplayer as well, and we went against a Quora Peko, which is like a big kind of bird, an expandable breast that kind of puffs up. But, he was kind of evil because he kind of...
He called in other monsters.
So
beat him faster.
I hate it when that happens.
Yeah. While we were fighting him, like this, I don't know, 60-foot monster appeared.
Yeah.
So we
on
just
my
basically
head.
Yeah, so we...
On
Tim,
your head.
Tim died.
Lol.
So then we had to just run away and kill this other one and forget about Tim because we were trying to get the fastest time, which we didn't get in the end because...
Wait, I thought you got the fastest time.
No, we didn't in the end. Apparently, it was the whole event... As in,
over
for
the whole day.
Day.
Whereas we got the fastest time over the 2-hour
session.
Yeah.
Because we got 6 minutes managing.
What's the point in sending our most hardcore gamers to this thing and we lose?
Well, they beat us.
I could have lost.
2 minutes.
Whereas we beat the next people. The fastest time that was set before we went on, we beat by 3 minutes. So, it wasn't like.
Oh, dear.
We just beat them by 6 seconds or something like that.
It was early. We were tired.
I'd never actually touched Monster Hunter before.
Tim's never played the game before, but we still managed to beat mostly everyone.
In fact, three of us hadn't really touched Monster Hunter before.
I think I was the only one, and that was just on the PSP once or twice. But the game actually, like, the single player and the multiplayer really play really well. And, I mean, after, I think we were playing it for about half an hour, maybe, up to an hour, like, we kind of wanted to keep playing it because it was... I mean, it's just kind of your standard, like, RPG.
Yeah.
But there's so many things that you can do, like you can in the other ones, where you kill a monster and then you can... What would you say you do? You kind of...
Murder it.
Well, yeah, you kind of forage it with a knife.
Scavenge things out of there.
Oh, sounds lovely.
So you get things like bones or meat, and then you can make, like, weapons out of bones, and you can find bugs with your bug net, and then you can use the bugs to go fishing, and then with the fish you can eat them, or you can sell them, and
you can barbecue
your meat, and it makes it better. And, I don't know, it's a really complete game. And... Yeah. I think, I mean, the people that play it, the other ones, they put hours and hours and hours into them. And I think that if we are getting it, because it is a really good game. And I don't know, I'd say that everyone else, if you're interested in kind of action-based RPGs, and you've got a Wii, it's definitely a game that you should check out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, that sounds like something I may or may not check out. Let's talk about a game which I think many people will definitely check out, and that is, of course, Splinetricell.
Yeah, Splinetricell. It was really good. We got there nice and early for the event.
Yeah.
And,
It was the gamer base.
Game, huh?
No, gamer base.
Game.
In HMV.
HMV, huh?
Yeah. There was three or four different modes available.
Mm.
We could play single player, multiplayer,
kind of deathmatch. Well, yeah.
Multiplayer, like deathmatch, and the other modes that they have. The multiplayer co-op has its own story. It's not You're not just playing through the same story as the single player, but with two people.
That's interesting, but obviously a lot of people will say, well, I want to do the single player with someone else.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, it did... Apparently it follows on... The single player
follows on from this multiplayer, which, as you've just pointed out, it means that if you've got no friends, then you're not going to get the whole story.
Yeah.
Because I didn't at least see an option for you to have like an AI person
You've got to do it.
There's multiplayer, so if you don't have any friends, you're going to miss out.
Uh-oh.
And it was really good. Yeah. I thought the co-op. You should mention the bits about it.
Yeah, I'll do that in a bit. There's also challenges as you go through story mode. So there's a last known position. So if you disappear before people work out where you are, there's an outline image stays on the screen, which is your last known position. And if you kill someone over 10 metres away from where your last known position is, you get points.
Well, no, you get like one of doing that.
Yeah.
And then you've got to do it like 5 times.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, okay, I thought you got the points every time.
No, I thought you had to... I don't know.
Well, anyway, you get the challenge points, and the challenge points can be used to upgrade your weapons.
So they're kind of like mini in-game achievements in a way?
Yeah.
But you don't get achievements for doing them?
No.
No.
That was something we never looked at, actually.
I don't know if the achievements would have been active.
Yeah.
I don't think they would have appreciated if we had looked at them.
Probably not. But, I mean, on average, you got about 400 points. And 400 points could get you 2 of the lore upgrades.
Yeah.
So, it could be quite easy if all of the upgrades cost the same to upgrade all your weapons.
But at the same time, you didn't get... There was only 3 updates, wasn't it, per weapon?
Yeah.
So you don't actually have much to actually upgrade.
There's now weapon stashes as well.
What would you also have to do with the... That's how you upgrade them,
yeah,
really, isn't it?
You go through the level. As you progress through the level, you'll occasionally come through and find weapon stashes, which are in, like, a secured area, so... Yeah. You're not going to put your head in a weapon stash and someone blow it off. Once you've opened the weapon stash, it shows... It's kind
of... All the weapons you've sort of unlocked in a way.
Yeah, it's kind of a mix between Hitman and Resident Evil.
Yeah.
In, like, your Hitman hideout, it shows all your weapons, but you've actually got them in a case, like, in Resident Evil. And then you select which gun you want, then you can upgrade it, and you can have... primary weapon,
and a secondary
weapon,
and a grenade, and a gadget,
because there's more.
Oh, everyone likes gadgets.
Well, most of the gadgets are grenades.
There wasn't as many gadgets as there used to be in the Splinter Cell games.
Yeah,
that's a bit weird because obviously Splinter Cell's always been quite, you know, gizmo.
But the thing is, now that he's like a rogue spy, I guess no one will give him the gadgets.
He's rogue.
Yeah, now he doesn't get the toys.
He's only allowed Molotov cocktails.
Because
he sucks.
Sorry, Sam. Along with the last known position, there's it's very big on cover to cover. So, yeah, point and press the button and away he goes to the next item of cover.
Which is a bit...
I liked it. I thought it was great.
It works well, but it's kind of also, you know, a bit simple.
It makes stealth very easy to do.
Yeah.
Because you just wait until someone's not looking and then press a button and you're going to make it. Unless they turn around for some reason, which... Didn't happen that often.
Sometimes they seemed a bit oblivious to you.
Yeah.
But Tim was playing on rookie mode, so...
So were you when you were playing. And you still got killed. So.
No, I started playing it on hardcore, professional, or whatever it was called.
This isn't time for arguing. Adam isn't among us. hey, Adam.
There's still it's not a big influence, but you can still shoot out lights to create shadows to make you... bit harder to spot.
Yeah.
Although, again, I don't know that we actually got the full benefit of that, really.
No.
It just made other people kind of easier to spot because then you could see where their torchlight was going.
Yeah.
The one thing that I did find hard, though, especially when shooting out the lights, is when enemies can't see you, the screen goes black and white.
So, like, to show that you're invisible to them.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that, yeah.
Yeah.
It actually, at times, it can actually make the game quite hard to play because you can't like see where you're going.
At the start, you don't get goggles.
Yeah.
Because, like, the goggles they have in it are, like, sonar goggles. So you push out, like, a sonar thing.
Yeah.
And you can kind of see where all the enemies are. But when you're playing it in black and white, like, you can't see anything.
Okay.
You got stuck in a corner.
Yeah, so I got stuck in a corner and couldn't see where I was going. It was only after a few seconds. I think I caught a glimpse of a crate or something that indicated that I was actually in a corner and needed to turn around and go somewhere else. The other thing, though, that I did like is that you can do things from pipes, and it's got a Batman-esque drop down.
Oh, yeah, that's cool, because that's one of the best things, although a bit repetitive, about Arkham Asylum.
Yeah, it's not in it much, but it's there and it is quite good.
It's only really if you're looking out as well, because they don't make it clear when there's pipes around.
Yeah, because I did the same thing twice, and it was only when Charlotte said, oh, you should go up that pipe, that I went up the pipe and was like, oh, this is actually quite easy to do now. But it's a good game, and we enjoyed it, but Charlotte still insists that I don't actually play Splinter Cell properly.
It's Splinetra.
Splinetra Cell, then.
Still. But, I mean, okay, in Tim's defence, Splinter Cell isn't really a proper stealth game. Like, games like Hitman, you go through the whole game and you can only kill the people... Like, you can manage to go through the whole game just simply killing the people you're supposed to kill. But in Splinter Cell, you've got kind of that many enemies that you've got to go against that it kind of makes it impossible to play it as a stealth game.
Yeah, you've got to take some of them out.
It kind of, like, when we were playing it, especially, the single player, it kind of just almost turned into, like, a shooter at certain points.
Yeah.
And I mean, if it wasn't for the like the takedowns,
yeah. Splinter Cell has definitely developed into more of an action game over the years.
There were points where it could have quite easily been an FPS.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there was times Tim was playing it. It's like, well, he could have been playing Gears of War. I just thought, like, it looks like he's playing Gears of War, which, you know,
exactly,
it shouldn't really happen.
No, but it's not what you want from a game that's supposed to be a stealth game.
But the thing is, that was only in the single player, whereas in kind of the co-op that we played, it seemed a heck of a lot more stealthy.
Yeah.
Like, you were playing as two kind of stealth operatives.
The other good thing about that, though, is that you weren't two copies of Sam Fisher, either. Yeah. And that the two characters did communicate between themselves as they were doing stuff and moving through a level.
Aye.
But the co-op was actually really well done as well in terms of level design. Because the level that we played... there was a lot of highs and lows and sort of kind of flanking positions. So you could have one of us would go upstairs, the other one would go downstairs, we'd both take out the enemies and, like,
meet somewhere
in the middle, or kind of,
in our case,
one of us would die, go and rescue the other one. But I think the co-op actually works, in my opinion, a lot better than the single player.
Yeah. I also like the handheld, what are they called? Defibrillators. When you go and patch someone up, you actually just hit them with a defibrillator stick.
Yeah, and you just hit them with it.
Yeah.
That, of course, is 100% realistic, and I'm sure that no medical-type people are, like, thinking, that's a bit silly.
Well, especially considering, you know, it's a stick about 6 inches big and it doesn't actually seem to recharge from anything. Oh. And you can hit people with it a few times.
Well, you can't hit enemies with it, though,
well,
can
no.
you?
Well, no.
But, I mean, otherwise, you know, apart from a couple of little niggly points, it's, you know, Conviction is a solid game.
Yeah.
Like, you can't really fault it.
Apart from the hit girls.
Yeah. If you don't like hitting women, then you shouldn't get it.
Oh.
Because, what was it? Maybe after the tutorial?
Yeah.
Yeah. After the kind of tutorial mission that shows you how you work the game. You kind of have to hit a woman.
You can't do anything about it.
You can't do anything about it. You have to do it.
Yeah.
And it's quite violent, really.
It is a bit.
But, I mean, what, it's a six, is it an 18? Is it rated 18?
Don't look at me. All I know is it's called Splinetra Cell.
Yes. But, no, I mean, it's a good game.
Yeah.
So when it comes out...
Yeah.
Was it this Friday? Or Friday after?
This Friday coming. 16.
Okay. Should people who... I mean, if you like the previous game, should you buy it?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
If you... I don't know. Should you buy it? If you like your sort of action-y,
like your action, stealthy shooter, anything, then I think, yeah.
Well, that's the thing. You've played the other games and you liked it. Yeah. And I haven't really played the other games and I liked it. Yeah. So it's a game, really, that it's another one of those games that anyone could pick it up
and enjoy it.
Probably quite enjoy it, yeah.
Alrighty, so that was Tim and Charlotte's little view on Splinter Cell and also
Monster Hunter Tri.
Yes, Monster Hunter. I'm sure they were talking about something. So that's pretty much it for this episode now.
Yes.
We will be back next week at a slightly more normal situation.
Yes.
Which means we will be joined by
Adam. Unless, of course, he cancels on us.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he did cancel 1 week, didn't he? So it's only fair we just tell him we're not doing it. And then secretly do it on a Friday.
Not secretly.
Well, I haven't told him we're doing it on Friday yet, so.
I know.
He doesn't know. But up until like half hour ago, I said I wasn't doing it and I was going to do it on Sunday because I wanted Adam to be on it. But it's only because of Catherine's nagging to me to do it now and get it over and done with.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to not have to do it on Sunday.
Yeah, because they're recording a little film.
Yes. The Sci-Fi London 48-hour film contest.
I'll record you. I already am. Alrighty, so that is pretty much it. Yes. We'll be back next week, like I already said once.
Yes.
You can send your feedback to gamercast.net blog. Email us feedback at gamercast.
You're all portal, over the place.
Portal forum, Half-Life.
Twitter. Gamercast.
Wait, portalforums.net, twitter.com/gamercast. You can subscribe to us on iTunes. You can review us on iTunes. You can subscribe to us in Zoom. There's a link on the website. You know, there's links for all this stuff on the website. There's links to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/gamercast.net/spell-out as opposed to being a dot because YouTube don't let us have an actual dot. And if anyone has $2,000 lying around who wants to donate it to the show, we can find really good uses for it.
Exactly $2,000.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll see you next week.